Now in verse 36, Paul is very severe. Thou foolish one, the question now is how? Thou foolish one, that which thou sowest is not quickened except to die. He says, if you only had sense enough to see it, you'd see that these seed, there's a dissolution, but there's a continuity. It's not impossible. It's a mystery. And then he comes to this, what is death? Well, death is not of the spirit or the personality. The real you goes on to be with the Lord if you're a child of God. But the body disintegrates. Death means a separation of the body from the person, from the individual. The body disintegrates, decays, destroyed. Dust to dust and ashes to ashes. That's the body. Now, Paul's going to answer the second question. What body is raised up? And that which thou sowest? Thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain. It may chance of wheat, of some other. And the illustration is of grain. Christ is the first fruits. We're coming along later. We're waiting for the rapture of the church when he takes the church out of the world. If we're dead at that time, we'll be raised up. And then if we are living, we'll be caught up and changed. And the seed, you see, does not provide a new body, neither does the sower. God provides it. That's what Paul is saying here. That which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but by grain it may chance of wheat or some other grain, but God giveth it a body as it has pleased him, and to every seed his own. You sow seed in the ground, that little seed dies. But lo and behold, up here at the top, there's little old seeds just like it. In fact, it's back up there, only it's multiplied itself. Now, the body is sown, it'll be raised like that in newness of life. He moves into another area. All of this is the mystery of life. Actually, the mystery of life is greater than the mystery of death. You sow wheat, what comes up? Well, it's not barley. It's wheat that comes up. And that little grain is just like the one you sow. Not identical, but certainly similar. Now he says all flesh is not the same flesh. There's one kind of flesh of man, another flesh of beasts, fishes, and other birds. Now, the difference between a dead body and a resurrection body is greater than the difference between man and beasts, fish, and birds. You see, he was in the area of botany. Now he's in the area of biology and zoology. Then he moves out of that into another area. Verse 40, there are celestial bodies, bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. Now, the celestial, I think, is the church. The terrestrial is Israel and the Gentiles. And now we're in the realm of astronomy. And then he says here that there's a glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars. One star even differeth from another star in glory. Sun's not the same material as the moon. Neither same as the stars. The stars differ from each other. There's a solar system, a stellar system, there are planets and suns. How did Paul know that all of these were different? How did he know that the sun was one thing, the moon was something else, and that they were in our solar system and stars were out yonder, and they were something altogether different? One star differeth from another star in glory. And believe me, they're finding that out today. Now, so also is the resurrection of the dead. Notice what he says. It's sown in corruption, it's raised in incorruption. It's sown a corruptible body. It'll be raised a body that's in incorruption. Now, he goes on to make it very clear here that Adam would not have died, but he'd always been subject to death, you see. But now we get a body that's incorruptible.